You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio's sports commentator, John Eubacon. And it's goodbye to the Lions' five-game winning streak. It ended Sunday at the Meadowlands. John, did you think they had a shot at beating the Giants?
They definitely had a shot. They've been playing very well, as you know. They were 9-4 going into the game. And it's the NFL where most of the games are basically coin tosses by design. They want it to be that close. Nonetheless, I would not have picked them to win this game because you're playing a hot New York Giants team. And you're playing at their place, which does matter in football. And on top of that, the biggest thing, of course, was Stafford, Matt Stafford, the quarterback, of whom I've been highly critical, as you know.
You have.
The last 6.5 years. But the last year and a half, he's come on like gangbusters. MVP candidate. I cannot believe I'm saying that. The previous weekend, he had injured his middle throwing finger, dislocated his finger, which also means you're bending ligaments and whatnot. Indeed, by the way. Anybody out there who's done this knows you're not playing football the next weekend as a rule. But he was, and he played very well, 24 for 39, so it's not on him.
How about the defense?
Defense was, I thought, played well enough to win. If you only give up 17 points, that should be enough to win a game. They were not outstanding. It's not a great defense. It's a good defense.
And the offense.
That's the problem.
There's the problem.
And it's not Stafford. It's the running game. They could not get a running game going, and so you know he's going to pass. Yeah. And as a result, turnovers also. They got the ball inside the 10-yard line. Yes. They dropped the ball. You should not drop the ball. It was John Heisman of Heisman Trophy fame, also, by the way, a Shakespearean actor out of Georgia Tech, 1930s. Who said, it is better to die as a young boy than to drop this football. This is what he was talking about.
Yeah, don't fumble in the red zone,
kids. Really, the coaches really don't like that.
And, of course, we know next Monday night they're on the road in Dallas, and they're looking pretty fearsome.
They might be the best team in the NFL right now, and they're playing like it.
And then on to New Year's Day, and here comes the Lions' old nemesis, the Packers.
You got it. At 9-4 last weekend, you figured, man, they got this. Well, if they don't win again, they're going to be 9-7, which is entirely possible, and the Packers would therefore be the divisional champions. So
it sounds like that New Year's game is winner take all.
Probably. If I had a bet right now, that's it. And Aaron Rodgers, who has been the MVP in the league, of course, he's playing like he's supposed to be playing. So the Lions right now have reduce themselves to nail-biter status.
Would Jim Caldwell be on the hot seat if the Lions don't make the playoffs?
Yes, surprisingly. And here's why. Bob Quinn, the general manager from the New England Patriots, they're the guys who win all the titles. So the best hire the Lions have made in 50 years easily. Martha Firestone Ford, hats off to her for that very good call. He didn't hire Caldwell. Therefore, he does not mind about firing Caldwell. Don't forget that, people. In all your jobs, the guy who hired you is not going to be the person who fires you as a rule. And also in this game, Caldwell made a very dumb tactical mistake. If you see a play you think the referee got wrong, you're allowed to challenge that in the NFL. If you challenge it and you're right, the call is overturned, you win, nothing but good news. If you lose the challenge and the call holds up, you also lose a timeout on top of that. You only get 3 per half. That's pretty expensive. So they had this clearly no-catch situation for the Giants. Only gained 4 yards, but a crucial 4 yards it turned out. And Caldwell could have challenged it, chose not to, and it was kind of gutless and frankly stupid. And that's the kind of thing that Quinn is not used to dealing with in New England.
So we will watch and see. Let's go over to the Red Wings, certainly struggling as of late, but that was a really, really sweet 6-4 win Saturday night over Anaheim. How come we don't see those Wings more often?
This is where this team, the Red Wings, have been very frustrating for fans to watch because they can play great. They'll play against the best teams out there, you know, eye to eye and no problem at all, and then turn around the next weekend and blow a game to nobodies.
Yes.
So they're basically a 500 team, and they're playing like it. And it brings us to Cindy, our favorite topic with the Red Wings, goaltending.
Goaltending. Talk about goaltending.
You've got two hot shots potentially, Jimmy Howard and Mrazek, who've played very well at times, both of them. So they've both got the potential to be great goalies. And both have played horribly at times also. This is where you get back to coaching again. Jeff Blashill, the coach of the Red Wings, who used to be a goalie, by the way. At some point, it's the coach's job to instill confidence in his players, and I'm not seeing that with the Red Wings at all.
Well, let's hope that Saturday night win at the Joe will kind of carry them through and give some good luck when they're on the road. And finally, we have to mention Central Michigan is playing Tulsa as we speak in the Miami Beach Bowl, 2:30 kickoff. And, of course, one of the biggest benefits of a bowl game is, hello, national TV exposure for your school. But good grief, why 2:30 in the afternoon on a Monday?
I cannot answer that question. I don't get it at all. I don't know why you wouldn't do it on Monday night. Get some viewers at least.
Yeah.
I will say for the Chips, it's the third straight bowl game. Hats off to them. And they're going somewhere warm instead of the Detroit Bowl, which is also probably kind of nice for them as well. You're getting it all done before the holidays kick in, so you get to get home, see your family. On the grand scale, they're getting a pretty good deal.
All right. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.